Hey there, it's Michael Costa from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show, Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
This week on Tuning Out the News, the conservative hot take welcomes Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand to discuss why blaming both sides for violent rhetoric is the closest Republicans will come to bipartisanship. And the liberal virtue signal is disappointed that new Twitter CEO Elon Musk will provide a platform for fake bots as much as his scalp provides a platform for fake hair. But first, it's the final stretch in the battle for Congress, and Joe Biden is chasing the senior vote while Donald Trump is commanding his deranged followers to chase down seniors. It's Thursday, November 3rd. Welcome to Tuning Out the News, the podcast. Up first, big news.
I go in my closet, my ties are like disappearing. Now here's the thing, there's one that's getting longer and I think it's actually eating the other ties.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
Is that not a snake?
You think I've been wearing snakes as ties?
It's happened to me.
Good evening, I'm James Smartwood and I just bought a nasty stereo system you and your buds need to check out sometime. The top story, with just 6 days until the election and the Democrats' chances of winning Congress narrowing, they are growing uneasy with their message of preserving women's rights and upholding democracy and pivoting to, hey, who wants pills?
If Republicans in the Congress have their way, the power we just gave Medicare to negotiate prescription drug prices goes away. Gone. $2,000 cap on prescription drugs. Gone.
Biden there obviously deploying a scare tactic. Republicans won't need to cut Medicare because their policies will have already wiped out humanity. Meanwhile, Republicans are laser focusing their closing argument on kitchen table issues like whether the Paul Pelosi attack involved gay stuff. Out front is former President Donald Trump cosplaying as Sherlock Holmes if he packed his pipe with bath salts.
It's weird things going on in that household in the last couple of weeks. The whole thing is crazy. I mean, if there's even a little bit of truth to what's being said, it's crazy. But the window was broken in, and it was strange that the cops were standing there practically from the moment it all took place.
An unforced error by Trump to elevate the Pelosi attacker, who will likely be his biggest competition for the Republican nomination in 2024. Joining me now to skip hand in hand to the fact tree, shake loose the truth fruit, then plunge our teeth into the juicy scoops is Democratic strategist who lists Chuck Todd as her emergency contact despite having zero relationship to him, Lydia Parker.
Good evening.
Chief Washington Bureau Chief, whose entire income consists of class action lawsuit reward money, Jonathan Keane.
Hello.
Chief Field Correspondent and Hand Turkey Picasso, James Smartwood Jr.
Hey.
And CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent and Tuning Out Contributor, Major Garrett. Thank you so much for being here, Major.
Always a pleasure.
Major, a stunning final week before the election. Will Republicans pay any electoral price for this insane attack on Paul Pelosi, or is the fact that his brain is still in his head proof they've actually softened their extreme positions?
It's a severe moment in American politics. Mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, third in line in succession to the U.S. presidency, her husband attacked, and the attacker telling authorities he intended to kidnap Nancy Pelosi and interrogate her, and if she didn't give answers that satisfied him, he would kneecap her. The country is, in many respects, shocked by this. Will this, in the closing days of the campaign, create a mindset of, wait a minute, do Republicans play footsie with extremism or do they not? For independent and swing voters in a lot of very close Senate races could be decisive.
Clearly, Republicans are passionate about their pro-hammer agenda, and Democrats need to do that thing where they meet them halfway and volunteer to get extra bone installed in their skulls.
You know, young Democrats must be so inspired that their party's closing argument is delivered by a million-year-old president talking about end-of-life care.
All right, let's drill down on the candidates. Republican Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake, who will turn this car around and drive it right off a goddamn cliff, said this.
It is not impossible to protect our kids at school. They act like it is. Nancy Pelosi, well, she's got protection when she's in D.C. Apparently her house doesn't have a lot of protection.
Carrie Lake there adding much-needed levity to an issue the Republicans have already spent every moment laughing about.
Now, if I may, let me just say that this behavior on the right, it's not who we are.
Are you sure about that, Keen? I mean, we've had this history of racism, wars of aggression, economic injustice.
Right, but isn't it also that this is not who we are?
Well, I'm saying I think we are it.
Well, it's not who we are.
Well, yes, we are.
Well, but just to be clear, it's not who we are.
If you say it one more time, I'm going to lose it.
Okay, all right. But it's not who we are.
Wow. Well, let's go ahead and dig into the election hard data with our senior political analyst, Ted Jaworski, who's at the big board. Ted, what are the numbers showing you about the battle for Congress?
Thanks, James. Pollsters have been conducting hundreds of scientifically advanced surveys of the voting population and developing quantum computer projection models. And after all that, what we've learned is anything can happen.
Oh, well, I mean, you've got tons of data there, and we're less than a week out. Surely you can make some sense of this chaos.
Nope. James, every election we pretend like all this stuff works, and then 30 crazy nutbags march to victory, and I look like a stupid jerk.
Come on.
No, it's true. I look like a stupid jerk.
Look, we all understand that voter behavior is erratic and difficult to discern, but there must be something you know for certain.
Oh, yes, of course. One day, all life on Earth will cease to exist.
Ted, come on.
Fast in the uncertainty, for it is life, and I am but a vessel for this realization. Drink! Be free!
Look, can you just tell us what's going on in the Pennsylvania Senate race?
Fine. Polls show that Democrat John Fetterman holds a narrow lead over Republican Dr. Oz.
Thank you very much.
But that poll straddled the debate that Fetterman bombed, so we don't know jack, except, again, decay is inevitable.
Jesus,
Ted. Can you just chill out? I mean, just go buy yourself a steak or something.
Oh, more meat to put in my meat. Yeah, that's right. I'm meat, too.
All right. Thanks so much. We'll be checking in with our in-house election guru, Ted Jaworski, during our special election coverage coming to you next week. Thanks so much, Ted.
Hey, you got it. I'll be right here.
Well, I will say, despite what Ted said, that most models predict the Republicans will win the House of Representatives, but the Senate is a little more complicated, and good Lord, what is going on inside this studio?
Oh, I'll take this one, James. It appears nature itself can sense the upcoming Republican midterm victories, and out of pure instinct, is seeking out the safest place to shelter from our societal collapse.
I see. And Keen, are you okay?
Me? Oh, I'm fine. I will say, though, that the voices within me have communicated that a dark age is upon us.
All right, I've been taking a watercolor painting class down at the Learning Annex because I don't know. Shut up. So let's wrap it there. Sorry we didn't have time for Nets point guard Kyrie Irving going off for 40 points by goose-stepping past defenders. Thank you to my analyst and Tuning Out the News contributor, Major Garrett. Thank you so much, Major.
Always a pleasure.
Up next is Virtue Signal. Kylie, who are you abandoning after revering as a demigod this week?
Thanks, James. Elon Musk promoted a clean energy platform, but now platforms racial cleansing in a reversal more shocking than a self-driving Tesla suddenly backing into a lake. That's ahead on Virtue Signal.
James, can I just say, this is not who we are.
Oh my God. Can someone give me a broom to get him off the ceiling?
Up next on Tuning Out the News, the podcast. Virtue Signal host Kylie Weaver charts the fall of one of her former heroes, Elon Musk.
Hey there, Jordan Klepper from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Yelp, trust dorks.
Welcome back. This week on Tuning Out the News, Kylie Weaver and the panelists of Virtue Signal discuss recent changes in both Elon Musk's behavior and the Democratic Party platform.
Tonight, liberals have long stand innovator Elon Musk, but were we too trusting of the man who flew a rocket 6 feet into space and called himself an astronaut? This is Virtue Signal. Hi, I'm Kylie Weaver, and I love being around people and receiving attention, but I'm actually more of an introvert, if you can believe it. Top story, y'all. My media betches and I have long stand clean energy zaddy Elon Musk for serving up innovation realness.
Elon Musk is clearly, you know, he's a visionary. He's got great ideas.
Elon Musk is a genius.
A justifiable genius.
Genius.
Visionary.
Innovator. Person of the year.
His name may indeed belong alongside those of Edison and Jobs.
But now the mega billionaire who disrupted the not pregnant subordinates industry is allowing hatred on Twitter against different types of people. A surprise considering his self-driving cars run over all types of people equally. And after the attack on Paul Pelosi, Mr. Musk wrote, "There is a tiny possibility there might be more to this story than meets the eye," and then shared a link to an article in the Santa Monica Observer. The article alleges that Mr. Pelosi was drunk and in a fight with a male prostitute. I expected a better head on his shoulders from someone whose shoulder hair is embedded on his head. Also, he was friends with Ghislaine Maxwell. Joining me in the echo chamber is former Biden communications director who stopped volunteering the instant she got her Yale acceptance letter, Jordan Poles.
Hello.
Former DNC chair who was voted biggest handful by the Connecticut Association of Retail Returns Processors, Charlotte Fitzgerald.
Good evening.
And Lincoln Project's senior advisor who gets about 100 steps in before his shoes fall apart like soggy cardboard, Troy Lawson.
Great to be here.
Musk's descent into right-wing conspiracy is leaving me wondering if we'll ever find a billionaire with a good God complex for once.
Well, not all billionaires, okay? There are a lot of good ones. Obviously not Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos or Michael Bloomberg or J.K. Rowling or David Geffen or... Can someone else talk?
Well, thankfully, the self-proclaimed Chief Twit... God, wait, that's so funny. God, I actually love that so much. Elon Musk reassured advertisers, tweeting, "Twitter obviously cannot become a free-for-all hellscape." And Twitter will be forming a content moderation council with widely diverse viewpoints.
Well, obviously, Elon will listen to his counsel. He's notoriously thick-skinned and, when challenged, only rarely publicly calls someone a pedophile.
Look, if the council doesn't moderate Twitter to people's liking, Musk needs to appoint a council to rule over the council. And if that doesn't work, he can just appoint a council who's in charge of the council. And if that doesn't work, I don't know what to tell ya.
Turning now to media news. Anchor on fake news network in a disaster movie, News Nation, Chris Cuomo is deviating from his usually placid demeanor and complaining about his ratings. Cuomo is getting nasty about the ratings, and he's starting to blame everyone but himself, an insider said. He's blaming the network, staff that he personally hired, his lead-in, the promo department, and even the press department. I grew out of my Cuomo sexual phase, even though defending your brother is like the cutest thing ever, but there is nothing wrong with having high expectations for your staff. Panel, am I right?
Of course, Kylie. You demand so much from yourself. Why wouldn't you expect the same from others?
Thank you. Troy, what do you think? Do you think it's okay for the host to occasionally blow up at the staff when she, Chris Cuomo, is under a lot of stress?
Yes, Queen! Anyone who can't take criticism shouldn't be in show business!
That's right. Jordan, you're awfully quiet. What do you think?
I think what Jordan was going to say is you are absolutely correct, Kylie.
Is that what you were going to say, Jordan?
Jordan!
Just say yes! Just say yes, Jordan! Our lives are in your hands! Oh, no, not the spike!
Jordan, you crazy bastard! Just say she's right!
I'm trying, but the words aren't coming out!
Jordan, say it! Now I'm gonna take you to hell with me, you bitch!
You are right, Kylie!
Thank you. I agree. Yes. Obviously, none of us are perfect. Okay, I have to go text all my Jewish friends a heart, so let's wrap it there. When Tuning Out the News returns, Hot Takes Tyler Templeton asks Senator Kirsten Gillibrand how to lower the temperature of political rhetoric so Americans stop hammering their leaders' spouses and give back to soiling their desks. Stick around.
When Tuning Out the News returns, Hot Take gets Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's response to the recent violent attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi. That and more after the break. This week on Hot Take, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand joins host Tyler Templeton and the rest of the panel to debate the cause of rising political violence, the abortion issue, and the role voter intimidation will play in this year's midterms.
Hey, it's host who can't tiptoe without being even louder, Tyler Templeton, alongside co-host frequently name-checked on the Nextdoor.com earnings call, Bonnie Davis, co-host who prays every night to be hunted by a Terminator, Susan Shepherd, and co-host and master of the Pillow Talk pivot to his SAT score, Austin Sparks. Obama's last-minute charisma offensive will be immediately swallowed up by the charisma black hole of J.D. Vance. This is Hot Take. What's up, slipped disc squad? Top story. Republicans are set to sweep back into power and deliver this country the student-athlete genital check protocols it needs to win the 21st century. But the Democrats keep distracting the public by being the target of assassination attempts. Of course, Republicans are praying for Paul Pelosi and his family and doing everything they can to stop this violence by blaming the left and declaring themselves the victims.
People in both parties are guilty of intense rhetoric.
We had a door knocker in Florida that was attacked.
A Bernie Sanders supporter shot Steve Scalise.
The threats on Justice Kavanaugh just started back in the summer of 2020, right? When you saw cities burning.
Yep. Everything causes everything. That's why I'm calling on the primordial fish that climbed out of the ocean millions of years ago to condemn this violence on both sides of the aisle. And sure, of the 443 people killed at the hands of extremists from 2012 to 2021, 333, or 75%, were killed by right-wing extremists. But I refuse to let Democrats force their 75 is a lot bigger than 25 agenda on me. Now, spawning in our multiplayer showdown is Democratic Senator of New York, Kirsten Gillibrand. Thank you for joining us, Senator.
Lovely to be here, Tyler. Thank you.
Senator, please say the rhetoric is out of control, whether it's Republicans or baby-eating globalist Democrats who must be stopped by any means necessary.
So obviously, we've had a rise in anti-Semitism, in bigotry, in racism, and homophobia. A lot of the increase happened under President Trump's watch. Obviously, he didn't create racism and homophobia and anti-Semitism.
He could have if he wanted.
But he poured fuel on the fire. And President Biden has worked very hard to try to cool tensions, to try to bring this country back together again. He wants to heal the soul of our nation.
We're conveniently forgetting that crazed liberals forced Ted Cruz to leave a restaurant mid-meal. Is it not an equivalent form of violence to have to eat a seafood tower from a doggy bag?
Oh, yeah, and let's not forget all those people who had to watch him eat it.
Exactly.
You know, this is just a random act of violence in Nancy Pelosi's crime-ridden San Francisco, and the perpetrator was just saying, "Where's Nancy?" because he wanted her advice on who to attack randomly.
Now, let's turn to abortion. Now, Democrats will not drop this abortion issue despite it being settled precedent since back in 2022. Senator, if people vote Democrat, will you codify Roe v. Wade, overturning the overwhelming will of six Catholic freaks on the Supreme Court?
So this country for 50 years has had the right to privacy. And what this Supreme Court decision did is say that women for 40 years of their reproductive life, which is the time you can have children approximately, that you don't have a right to privacy. And so these red states are trying to enforce it by taking away your right to have a conversation with your mother on Facebook privately.
Mommy.
About your health, whether you could receive medicines in the mail, whether a 10-year-old could be taken out of state by her parents because she was raped. All of those decisions and actions are now being upended in these very conservative states under this decision that took away women's right to reproductive freedom.
Well, I gotta say this. If we don't somehow criminalize women for living their lives, we're telling society it's okay to be one.
Well, that's then a what good happens?
Yeah, and Republicans are on the right side of this issue. Nothing says freedom like Dr. Oz having the freedom to control your medical decision.
Absolutely.
If you want to have the right to an abortion, only fornicate with Republican politicians who can afford to fly you out of state.
Exactly. And look, the court gave authority to the states, and state politicians are the right people to decide on abortion rights because they're Republicans.
Wow. Great to hear from everyone on this important issue. Now let's talk about voting. Republicans are making sure it's a nice, clean fight between Republican voters and Democratic voters with Republicans' guns pressed into their backs. And we got the best lawyers that windshield wiper fluid poured into an empty vodka bottle can buy. More than 100 lawsuits have been filed this year around the November 8th elections. The legal challenges, largely by Republicans, target rules for mail-in voting, early voting, voter access, voting machines, voting registration, the counting of mismarked absentee ballots, and access for partisan poll watchers. Senator, on Election Day, will you accept the results of Republicans ignoring the results and stealing the election?
No, we will fight very hard to make sure that every vote is counted. We are calling on every voter to vote. Getting the vote out is essential. And unfortunately, there are red states and legislatures that are trying to undermine people's right to vote, trying to make it harder to vote, trying to disenfranchise voters. And if there are legal challenges, we will file our own legal challenges and our own responses. We are ready to stand tall and firm and to make sure our democracy withstands the assault that many of these states are making on our democracy.
Now, Senator, obviously, if Republicans lose, they will, purely out of upholding precedent and tradition, launch a violent insurrection on the Capitol. Is the Senate prepared for that possibility? And if so, what measures are you taking to make sure you're not holed up in the same broom closet as Louie Gohmert?
So we are prepared should anything like that ever happen again.
It should.
January 6th was a wake-up call. That people are willing to be violent, to express their misinformed views. It's essential that we protect our democracy. The world looks to America as the most stable, important democracy on the globe. And so we need to be prepared to protect it no matter what, and we are. And so we will protect this Capitol space. We will make sure our first responders have all the tools they need. We will make sure we have better lines of communication than the last time.
Democrats say the right is anti-democracy, but you never see a more free and fair election than when a militia camp votes on the best plan to kidnap a governor.
Ballot drop boxes are just a way for Democrat ballots to have the time to indoctrinate Republican ballots into supporting drag ballot story time.
Of course, why didn't I think of that?
Republicans and Democrats actually have different ballot boxes. Here is what the Republican one looks like, and this is what the Democratic one looks like. Now, this may look and smell like a garbage can, but it's actually a ballot box processing machine that an election official dumps into his voting truck when he's not making the city government pay him ridiculous amounts of money, even though he's just a garbage man.
Garbage man? Didn't you just say he was an election official?
Tyler, the topic is now garbage men. Get with it. Or do I need to go ahead and host the show?
I got it. Now, Senator, if certain Republican candidates win their races, you're going to work alongside a bunch of new senators who need you to explain that the majority whip is not a kind of dessert topping. That means it's time to play friend or no friend. We'll say a senator you will soon see around the chamber, and you tell us if you think you can be friends. Ready? Senator, are you ready?
I'm ready, yes, I'm ready.
Okay, fantastic, let's go. When he's not hosing puppy blood off his shoes, snake oil tycoon Dr. Oz is busy ushering local water commissioners into women's doctor's offices. So, Senator, Dr. Oz, friend or no friend?
I can be a friend with any colleague to get things done, regardless of their views, which I do today.
All right, we'll keep putting that to the test. Next. Love child of Peter Thiel and a great replacement theory subreddit. This tech innovator from Arizona wants to disrupt the way women die during childbirth in order to serve as Arizona's first extraterrestrial senator. Blake Masters, friend or no friend?
So I'm going to be friends with all my colleagues.
Really? Okay.
Wow, okay. All right, well, we'll see if we can get you this one. When he's not holding a gun to a woman's head or buying her a bus ticket to Planned Parenthood, this Heisman Trophy winner is trying to prove that even people whose brain is one giant bruise can rise to the office of senator. Herschel Walker, friend or no friend?
I will work with Herschel Walker.
What? Oh my God! Jesus Christ! And that's how you play friend or no friend, I guess. I got a lead on a nice ham, so let's wrap it there. Thank you to my co-host and Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. Thanks, Senator.
Thank you.
After the break, Tyler Templeton has a special offer exclusively for Hot Take listeners. And this time, it won't flatten your credit score. Stay tuned.
Thursday Night Football. The players' brains only get 4 days to recover. That means more action.
Welcome back. Before we go, we understand that for many Americans, a Republican-led Congress can be scary. That's why you need the peace of mind, and we need the money that comes with you purchasing Hot Take's new Republican Majority Insurance. It protects those you love against the inevitable effects of Republican governance, specifically vacation cancellation due to lake turning into a desert, discounted home repair due to smoke damage from nearby book burnings, same-day removal of Amazon worker who died in your yard. And we can't say why, but you're also covered for something called fast-breeding super spiders. Hot Take Republican Majority Insurance. 10% off with promo code. Wait, what was that about the spiders? Good night, everyone.
Until next week, this has been Tuning Out the News, the podcast. If you're enjoying the podcast, please give us a 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify. Watch Stephen Colbert Presents Tuning Out the News on Comedy Central, Wednesdays after The Daily Show, and follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Hey there, it's Michael Costa from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show, Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.